Oh, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra. Don't let the frackin' frackers frack you, bro.
Here is a programming preview of some of the things you'll hear on WGXC 90.7 FM on Tuesday, June 25th, 2019. At 12:05, Rob Slater hosts Radio for Open Ears, and the first edition of Here to Go comes on at 2 p.m., hosted by C.N. Hawkins. Pat McGinley is on at 3 p.m. with Standing Wave Radio, and Michael Wilde will host Mostly Singles at 8 p.m. We'll end the day with Dan Seward's Battlefield Earth, plus Tom Rowe with election results. For more information, check our website, wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Chiptune, specifically Mario Paint sounds of the Mario Paint version of the Final Countdown. Later this hour, I'll be having Brian Cody from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. Let's get into some geek speak. As is Wonder Woman going to have to neck snap a bitch? That hashtag show claims to have a plot summary for next year's Wonder Woman 1984, so grain of salt, but it's a generally reliable source. During the title date, Diana is hunting down a Russian spy when biggest fan Kristen Wiig as Barbara Minerva, a.k.a. Cheetah, is given a chance to be a hero by the Gordon Gekko of comics Maxwell Lord. Likely portrayed by Pedro Pascal, one way to make this diehard blah-ha era of Justice League like Evil Max. And his mind control powers are apparently getting upgraded to Reality Warper levels, which will explain why Steve Tiberius Trevor is back as well. I'm almost certain the first time I thought, oh, this is going to suck if it gets made, was back in 1991 when the Comic Rags reported development on a live-action, I think for CBS show, about DC Comics' main man, Lobo. This wasn't helped by an interview with a producer saying he was going to be more like Archie Bunker than, well, Lobo. For non-geeks, his origin sums it up. He destroyed his entire race as a science project and gave himself an A. Now, almost 30 years later, Deadline reports Sci-Fi is developing a Lobo spinoff from the upcoming season of Krypton. For years, practically any Marvel fan casting has included some role for Keanu Reeves. And Kevin Feige told ComicBook.com they've been trying, discussing several roles with him over the years, and intend to continue trying. I go back and forth and sideways myself between Silver Surfer, Reed Richards, and Adam Warlock. For him, and then may the odds be ever in your favor again or before, as 6 years after Suzanne Collins said a return to Pan Am was inevitable, Scholastic announced next year we'll see the publishing of a still-untitled Hunger Games prequel set 64 years prior to Katniss volunteering as tribute. And, of course, the struggling Lionsgate said they have plans to adapt. Remember Paranormal Activity? It's back in Bloom form. Paramount's chief told Deadline at Cine Europe convention that they're handing the franchise over to Jason Blum. And Blumhouse, rounding back to female protagonists, Variety broke that Bryan Singer's trip to the cornfield has been made complete with his replacement on the Red Sonja reboot. With an actual woman director? Transparent creator Jill Soloway will write and direct the Conan spinoff, The Second Try. Now give it her own franchise after the infamous 80s turkey starring Brigitte Nielsen and Arnold Schwarzenegger, but not as Conan because of rights or something. Anyways, oh yeah, it also had Ernie Reyes Jr. And finally, before we get into our music, Dune is making its first expanded universe foray, one about the ladies as well. Variety also reporting that Denis Villeneuve's two-part readaptation will be joined by the Warner Media streaming series Dune: The Sisterhood, focusing on the Ben Gesserit. My guest just corrected me. He's like, yeah, and I was probably always mispronouncing it. You know, it's like been about 20 years since I read the novel, although I watched a riff of the Lynch movie a couple of years ago. Anyways, but it'll be about them navigating the politics of the Imperium towards their destiny on the planet Arrakis. So, getting to set and probably back with our guest. Here is a little bit of a, I'm not going to say comedy covers, though one of them is, but starting off with Robin Adele and Christina Nixon and Sarah Cross giving us a 40s style version of Ba with the Ba.
Bang the bang, diggy diggy diggy, said the boogie, said up jump the boogie. Bow with the bow, the bang the bang, diggy diggy diggy, said the boogie, said up jump the boogie. Bow with the bow, the bang the bang, diggy diggy diggy, said the boogie, said up jump the boogie. My name is Kid.
my goodness. Becky, look at her Bible. It is so huge. She looks like one of those preacher guys' girlfriends. But who understands those preacher guys anyway? They only talk to her because she looks like Mother Teresa. Okay. I mean, but look at it. It's just huge. It's gross. She just looks so righteous.
I like big Bibles and I cannot lie. You Christian brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with a KJV and a bookmark in Proverbs, you get stoked. Got a name engraved so you know this girl is saved. It looks like one of those large ones with plenty of space in the margins. Oh, baby, I want to read with you because your Bible's got pictures. My minister tried to console me, but that book you got makes
me so holy.
Ooh, mama mia, you say you want koinonia? Well, bless me, and teach me about John Wesley. I saw her praying while I was DJing. She got grace, pretty face. She ain't going down to the bad place. I'm tired of heathen guys saying they like pocket size. That's the average Christian to take a look. She got a pack much book. So, fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
have your girlfriends got the book?
Oh, yeah.
Well, read it,
read it,
read it,
read it.
Read that holy book. Baby, y'all, NIV with the ribbon bookmark. NIV with the ribbon bookmark. Baby got NIV with a ribbon bookmark. NIV with a ribbon bookmark. I like them leather and bound. It's 50 pounds. I just can't understand how it is some weenie wants Bible on CD. She want to get you saved. Amen. Double up. Amen. I ain't talking about a paraphrase because Paul wouldn't use those anyways. I like them real thick and red lettered. You can't find nothing better. Southpaws in love, Bibles that big are unheard of. So I'm sitting here thinking, what if I find me a girl that shows midriff? You can have those bimbos. I keep those chicks that do devos. A word to the Christian sisters, I can't resist ya. I do God's time with ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna pray till the break of day. But we got it going on, like the wife in Proverbs 31. We just might get engaged when we finish reading this page, cause it's worn and it's torn, and I know that girl's reborn. So ladies,
yeah,
ladies,
yeah,
do you wanna save people from Hades?
Yeah.
Then read it till the pages fall out. Even white preachers gotta shout. Baby got
Thompson chain with the big red letters. Thompson chain with the big red letters.
Baby got book. Yeah, baby. When it comes to a good book, Stephen King's resume just can't compare. 39 plus 27 equals 66 books. And if you're Catholic, there's even more. So your girlfriend quotes Bill Hybels, but does she got a big Bible? Cause that little thing she's got won't start a revival. My Bible study don't want none unless you got book, hun. You can read Clancy or Grisham, but please don't lose this book. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and take it that book's too old, so they toss it and they burn it. But I pull up quick to just learn it. So your girl likes paperback. Well, I ain't down with that, cause my girlfriend's hot and her Bible's rocking, and she's got good doctrine. To the atheist chicks who try to diss, you ain't it, Miss Pris. Give me a Christian, I'm insisting, and I greet her with some holy kissing. Some pervert tried to chase, but he didn't make it past first base. She's quick to resist temptation, and she loves the new translation. So ladies who are lost and found, if you want the 666 thrown down, dial 1-800, reads a lot, and teach me about those Psalms. Baby, y'all can I be with the ribbon bookmark? NIV with the ribbon bookmark. Baby got
Thompson chain with the big red letters. Thompson chain with the big red letters.
Bible college knowledge, but you still got book. Bible college knowledge, but you still got book. Bible college knowledge, but you still got book. Bible college knowledge, but you still got book.
Want me?
sets. That started with Rob and Adele covering Kid Rock's Ball with the Ball. And then Dan Smith doing a Bible-themed parody of Baby Got Back, Baby Got Book. And you just heard Miley Cyrus, first time appearing on Forgotten Geek, covering it on Nine Inch Nails' Head Like a Hole. Thank you very much, Jill, for that. Tied the set together perfectly. So, guess who's back? Back again. Scooby teaming with celebs is back. Tell a friend. This Thursday, Boomerang Streaming will premiere Scooby-Doo and Guess Who, an update on the finally soon-to-get-a-home-release new Scooby-Doo movies, featuring Mystery Inc. teaming with Wonder Woman, Chris Paul, Ricky Gervais, Wanda Sykes, Sia, Whoopi Goldberg, and many more. And a few fictional and not-so-fictional ones. Other ones in there like Abraham Lincoln and Sherlock Holmes. Of course, Abraham Lincoln isn't fictional. Okay, Paramount set out its ambitious schedule slash attempt to be taken seriously as an animated film force for the next few years. Admittedly, it's a decent mix of originals and nostalgia, including Lawrence Yip's Chinese teen-lit adaptation, The Tiger's Apprentice, Ron Howard's adaptation of Florence Parry Hyde's children's novel, The Shrinking of Treehorn, graphic novel Monster on a Hill, now generically retitled to Rumble. Shifting back towards the familiar is the Grease-like musical Jersey Crabs. Next year's SpongeBob Trayquel, a planned new Flight with Mighty Mouse, and an animated Spice Girls movie. Sony's also mixing in some reboot and adaptation with its animated plans to let Genndy Tartakovsky do whatever he wants. The Samurai Jack creator slash Hotel Transylvania helmer has two new developing projects, Medieval Adventure Black Knight, and R-rated dog comedy Fix. And the studio intends to reimagine for television slash streaming Aaron McGruder's Boondocks, which really better have him involved in some way, since that's where the fourth season went wrong. And an adaptation of the late Anthony Bourdain's horror slash cooking comic anthology, Hungry Ghost. While the Rescue Rangers go meta for their film reboot, their titular leaders are going back to their non-clothed roots. The Wrap reporting that Disney Plus will produce a new Chippendale series more in the vein of their classic shorts, but relocated to the big city. And finally, for Geek Speak, wires have been uncrossed and I don't have to put my money where my mouth is regarding not being a toxic fan. Last week in a report about various MTV reboots slash revivals in the offing was a description of such for the very dear to my heart Daria, which would supposedly replace Jane as the titular cynical heroine's BFF with African-American classmate the driven and more grounded Jody. In any hypothetical situation, I always wanted the last to play a larger role, but the original friendship is the heart of the show to me and many fans. Still, I took a wait-and-see, hope it connects with a younger audience, even if it doesn't, with me, attitude. And now, however, Vibe has revealed the first in a slew of new series and films from the Daria universe, because everything is that now, and I don't know how to quite feel about that. But rather than a reboot, at least for now, we're getting a spinoff. In Jody, Blackish's Tracy Ellen Ross takes over the role as it follows the now Gen Z overachiever's transition from college to the tech business world. Under the showrunning watch of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and Inside Amy Schumer, Ride and Bet Grace Nkenge Edwards. Hopefully creator Glenn Eckler will get a chance to dust off that Mystic Spiral spinoff pitch. And as Funny or Died show, there's a perfect adult live-action Daria available in the form of Aubrey Plaza. So, speaking of tech, my guests are here from the Catskill Makers Syndicate, Brian and Cody. Maybe want to introduce yourselves more thoroughly.
Howdy.
How are you doing? I'm Cody.
I am Brian.
And I'm the Machine Whisperer.
So, tell me what you guys have come in to talk about.
We wanted to talk about this bridge project we're doing, but I'm going over all this movies and media thing. I wanted to talk about the bad superhero shows of the 1970s. I was forced to watch. Children have it so good today. It's like, okay, look at 100 superheroes exploding. All we had was Captain America in a pedo van who would fly out of the back of it on a motorcycle when there was an emergency. That's it.
and Spider-Man running around on rooftops fighting generic thugs instead of Doc Ock.
Yeah.
His spandex didn't nearly look as good.
You could see the strings on Spider-Man when he was crawling up the building.
And Slab Beef Chunk made an okay, Red Brown made an okay cap, but he was no Chris Pine. Though the second one did at least have Christopher Lee as a villain.
Oh, yeah.
And who thought those two would end up working again together on Howling 2, one of my favorite bad, so bad as good horror movies.
Pedo van. That's what he was in. Captain America drove a pedo van in the 70s. Oh, yeah. Look it up.
Yeah, he also had the very porn-tastic Doctor Strange that didn't get past the first pilot. Or, he looked very porn-tastic. He kind of already has the,
I vaguely recall that. Who played Doctor Strange on that?
Oh, I can't remember, but, I remember, and now I'm blanking on her name, but the mom from Arrested Development and Archer played Morgane.
That's good. Yeah. Anyway, you know what we're here to talk about, I guess, is just what we've been doing lately, which is we ramped up on a really cool bridge project, which we've been talking about for a year and a half, but now all the guys are on it. We're going to put some kind of computery plant watering thing on the Black Bridge.
Oh, yes, it's a very cool project. I'm kind of associate of the makers and, sitting in on the planning meetings, and, it was real fun,
Yeah. So basically it's, it's halfway designed because there's about 2 million ideas on how it should be done, and it's all in the testing and prototyping phase.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's kind of a fun thing that's going to happen. It's sort of an attractor for the village and something that we can put our brain power on because we need to do something with it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just goes dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and doing something that, environmentally helpful, too, is figuring out the logistics of that. I've seen that, in action, making sure not to overwater things. And
yeah, there's all kinds of details. The other thing that we launched simultaneously 2 months ago was Vinny Seeley approached me for the 10th time about doing a Catskill Tech Center here on this side of the creek. So we said yes to that, and we've been kind of... That's been going to overdrive and accelerating for 2 months straight, so we're not even sure what that's like, but it's like riding a dragon.
Just, hang on, and hope there's a better way to hold on to it than it looks like on the Game of Thrones dragons.
Yeah, we still want to get burned by the dragon, but, that might happen too, so whatever.
That's why we have aerogel suits.
Aerogel suits, exactly. Huh?
Nomex.
Flame retardant outfits.
Yeah, aerogel's okay. I like using good old-fashioned asbestos.
We're still working out the lab coat design, but it will definitely be flame retardant and hopefully spill-proof, but maybe not. Anyway.
Yeah, I should note that was Jill, my former co-host. She's also a member, just sort of sitting in. If you hopefully heard. So, got anything else?
Anything else? I don't know. I'm just hanging out, listening to your news, wondering which of these 10 million sci-fi fantasy superhero things that I'm not going to watch. Although, Daria, what was that about? The Daria live action? What?
Oh, no. Funny or Die did a good sketch a couple of years ago. But, it had, since it's Funny or Die, they had an all-star cast. And they had Arby Plaza. It was like a high school reunion, sketch, like as a fake movie trailer. I can't remember who all else was in there, but yeah.
The only reason I watched that cable channel was to watch Daria. MTV, right, was it?
That's how it was with a lot of people. Heck, a lot of people said they missed it originally because they associated MTV as, stupid, and they weren't expecting a show like that on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like I said, probably get a reboot or something, but right now we're just getting a spinoff, which is
cool.
Fine. So, I guess I'll play a little music and free favorite song around the makers is the Shake Hands with Danger.
Oh, one of the best industrial
Shake
films.
Yeah.
Warnings. Oh, it's better than Red Asphalt.
Oh,
it's so good.
So, from Jim Stringer, here's...
Watch the video.
Oh, yes. Yeah, just Shake Hands with Danger. Just look that up on YouTube. Yeah, you got several versions. You might even be able to find the Rift version from Rift Tracks, which is what introduced me to it. So, here by Jim Stringer is the very catchy theme song.
Shake Hands with Danger. Meet a guy you ought to know. I used to laugh at safety. Now they call me... Finger J. just let me get my toolbox, and I'll take myself a look. I climbed up on the dozer with my mechanic's pride. Said, you can keep it running, friend, while I poke around inside. Shake hands with danger, meet a guy you ought to know. I used to laugh at safety, now they call me Three Finger Joe. Though I learned a lesson, I forgot it soon enough. The nicks and burns and scratches showed the young ones I was tough. Till another morning, I was grinding on some steel. My other hand got careless and bent my skin into the wheel. Shake hands with danger, step right up and say hello. Grinding wheels and metal, I would made me Three Finger Joe. I've seen mechanics burning, and I've seen them take a fall. Just to save themselves a minute, I've seen them lose it all. I've watched them courting trouble, seen them take a chance and lose. They get careless for a moment, spend a lifetime with the blues. Shake hands with danger. Shake hands with danger. Shake hands with danger. Compared to them, I'm lucky to be just Three Finger Joe.
Her daddy was strong and the stars were heaven, and the road was a gambler for a great big bet. He was money, the devil, the crazy strings and the shot of her lady. And she said, no, you can't take my door. I don't want to love you anymore. I'll let my heart be my face. Walked whiskey good in a whiskey straight. No, you can't take my door. To make a living through the jukebox. You say you want me to try to have you close, so I'll be happy honky-tonking at the bus. The same old crowd is the one who knows. Look at yourself and a hand and a shelf in the wind. Oh, look at yourself and a hand and a shelf in the wind. Oh, you can't take my door. I don't want to love you. My heart be my face. Walked whiskey good in a whiskey straight. No, you can't take my truck in the heart of mine. Must have been in the crowd in a cowboy baby. Can't stand the cold beer in the moonlight. Look at yourself and a hand and a shelf in the wind. Oh, look at yourself and a hand and a shelf in the wind. Oh, you can't take my door.
end that set. It's now 11:30 here on WGXC, Forgotten Geek. And that set started with Jim Stringer doing the theme song from the classic safety film Shake Hands with Danger. And then Botnick doing an incredible simulation of country music with You Can't Take My Door. They're the same project that did that Great Morrissey sounded like I played about a month or so ago. And they got a whole album of those out. Just look that up. So I've got back with Brian and Cody from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And we were just talking a little bit about what that tech center would entail.
Well, it's funny that you added in Shake Hands with Danger, because a lot of that is about how to operate dangerous heavy machinery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually one part which I would like to see.
What's more, more deadly machinery you want?
It's only deadly in uneducated hands. But I do want to see more manufacturing capacity come to Catskill.
Oh, yes.
I've lived here for 25 years. Uh-huh. And in that time, I've only seen things fall away. Mm-hmm. Good things fall away. And I think having manufacturing come back to this region would be good.
Oh, yes, very much.
So we can have more machines to play with.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, that's one part of it.
Yeah, this is a
but it's also, you know, fostering people's ideas on what they want to make. Because, you know, we...
With like
we want to create an environment where you can pursue your ambitions, mm-hmm. what you dream of.
Yes, that's what the memes have been about a lot, you know, providing that.
Everybody wants to feel effective in their lives, and usually that's through making something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's almost like if you don't have tools around you, you're just sitting there doing whatever. I mean, you can have a pencil in your hand, you become a writer, but you have a 3D printer that can print in five different things, and a machine comes out with gears that turn, it has another muscle gets exercised in your head. But most people don't have these around them, and definitely here in Greene County, there's not much of that, at least not in not accessible to everyone. But what we're looking to do is to have these more advanced tools be accessible to everyone instead of just the few. They're getting cheap enough that we can actually ramp up fairly quickly with some really cool tools,
mm-hmm.
That people anywhere on the planet would be, you know, jonesing at to get at these things. Fabric printers, that's something Serpical suggested a few weeks ago, and actually all our heads have been spinning since then, like, oh, we could do some really cool stuff there.
Great idea, because there's a lot of... fabric companies and textile companies, at least that I've seen around in this Greene County,
yeah.
But no place to publicly accessible place to test your ideas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
To test the technology.
That's pretty much it, to iterate and test all your things with as many advanced tools as we can pile together.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, a surprise to find out we don't even have, like, a copier place around here. You know, it's
exactly.
Like those are still well used. You know, I had to go to one before I moved up here.
Yeah, well, and now you could just go to the Maker Syndicate with your key and...
Yeah. I'll get a 3D print of my 3D ID print. Or passport.
I'd like to get my resume 3D printed.
The 5 years of Tom Thumb grocery store just leaps out at you. No, literally, it's leaping out at you.
We actually have a really amorphous idea of what a tech center looks like. What other things do you see inside of there, Cody?
Well, there's been a lot of ideas thrown out, and it's kind of hard to keep track of them all. We have renting out space to start up businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Renting out capacity.
Right. Supporting them through our technical base of knowledge. What else do we have? Security penetration testing for networks and stuff like that. Because, yeah, exactly. We're not enthused, but if we have to do it, we will.
Yeah, I got to pay the bill somehow. So.
And it can be fun work.
It
don't
can
get
be
me
fun
wrong.
Work. No. That's the thing about like,
sometimes it's necessary.
Us at Maker Syndicate, we just happen to like aggregate there on account of here's a bunch of technical people, both local and people from the outside who've moved in who have a really high level of skill, the 0.1% of technical expertise. So we end up in the same room being a bunch of Aspies figuring stuff out, but finding interest in the problems. The bigger the problem, the better.
And I think most of us definitely do fall somewhere on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Now,
I know
we fall on the spectrum.
Every makerspace is different. And we're not going to be a Tech Valley Center of Gravity.
Yeah.
We're not going to be a loft out in Germany or the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. We're going to be our own thing.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like.
Yeah,
that
for our own destiny. Yeah, because it is time-centered on just throwing out ideas and basically throwing a bunch of pebbles and seeing which one sticks. Yeah. To mix my metaphors.
One of my favorites so far is the discussion over Kurt Hendricks actually my eyes is about agriculture technology and how the rise globally of small farms is basically the way you make a sustainable farming community. Instead of putting 24 calories of oil input into every calorie people eat, you got to lower and balance that. And that requires small farms. But how do you get a guy running 5, 10, 20 acres to do it more efficiently? How does Jean-Luc Picard do it in the 24th century?
It's the same way that labor has been reduced over the ages with machinery.
Smart, small scale.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting area of things because there's so much customization and also universal bots or things that could possibly put in there. So I'm kind of excited about that whole angle of research.
Yeah, and you never know. You might discover somebody out there might have the next cotton gin in them or talk about how technology is driven.
Yeah, the cotton gin that also makes pancakes.
And does the second part, which we won't say on air.
Alright, well, let's see. I'll play a little bit of music. Let's go with starting off with a rare version of left off the album of Vangelis off the Blade Runner soundtrack, Tears in the Rain.
What? You wouldn't have been
away, and that was a unused version of the classic Tears in the Rain from the Blade Runner soundtrack by Evangelis. And we're back talking to Brian and Cody from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, with Jill chiming in occasionally.
Jill chiming in.
I'm excited.
You're excited. I know, I'm excited too. Like, the past couple months, as we... another reason that pulled us into this this project, I said yes to Vin this time, was I realized after this last year that we kind of got, you know, like I said, we're kind of Aspie, tech, whatever. There tends to be like a missing social element in our lives, and then we sort of became and are becoming this type of social group. There's a bunch of friends who we can do things with, and I think that was probably the tick over too, and also seeing Chris get a job in Boston. I'm like, oh my god, and we might be losing people. But the fact that we don't have a place for that sort of thing here, and why don't we have that in the year 2019? Ooh, failed in policy in the last 20 years on this. And so we have to take it up and do that policy ourselves from the grassroots, because it ain't being done anywhere else.
Yeah.
Not only that, but STEAM in America, science, technology, what's the E?
Engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Mathematics,
and arts.
A-art, STEAM,
yes.
Arts.
Yes.
STEAM.
That is a huge boom right now. Mm-hmm. And we want to be there to push that.
Yeah.
To be the ones pushing that for Catskill.
And whoever is emerging out of the many schools who is learning STEAM programs, if somebody wants to go that next step, that's what we're trying to put there, is the more advanced level. You know, some kids start going to college when they're 14. Some kids are into tactile, working with their hands, scientific things at the same age. And where's your outlet?
Mm-hmm.
Going home, working on your dirt bike and flying over berms? That's what I used to do.
Or one thing that's drawn me into this is maybe your 40-year-old sort of burnout who's working at a grocery store, you know, to pay the bills, and you know, using a radio as a very good creative outlet, but you want something more, you know. Look into other opportunities, maybe learn some new stuff. So
People with rote jobs, they need some creativity in their lives. Go ahead, Jill.
And we also live in like a very disposable society, or you know, your urge to buy new things and throw away the old things instead of just repairing them and figuring out how to make that old thing continue going, so you don't have to just waste stuff. So learning to, you know, like fix your own stuff is super important, and like we've lost a lot of like skills on how to do that. As technology advances, you have to have more specialty skills in order to fix these incredibly, you know, complex things. Unlike, you know, like the Model T, you know, came with all the tools and the map you needed to fix it yourself. And
you often did, because that thing was not very good.
The piece of
you had to get out and crank the thing all the time.
Yeah, and it's like that's part, you know, I've sort of been doing that with, like, you know, everybody's used to, you know, everybody complains about, you know, Microsoft's handling of Windows, well, it's like you switch over to a Linux program like Ubuntu, and you have to learn how to do a lot of this yourself, you know, actually doing, I'm not going to say coding, but, you know, actually using the command prompt to install stuff. It's not just, click.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's...
And it's a challenge, but, you know, it's a worthy challenge, so you don't have to deal with, like, a billion updates clogging your system and slowing it down.
That's kind of the beauty of Ubuntu and other Linux distros, is you're on the command line to install something, but it's just like 20 key clicks and you get any program you want for free. And you watch it install.
Yeah.
And it's amenable to being fixed right there on the spot. As long as you can stick in a thumb drive or a CD in the CD drive, you're good to go. You can fix that machine.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, that's what this whole maker thing is about. And what, you know, maybe go into what exactly is a maker space, or
what was that?
What exactly would you call a maker space for those who don't understand? You know, or you think what you just said was, you know, a good description?
Well, I call it a place where, at least in our case, like I said, all of them are different. It's a place where people can go and experiment with numerical control machinery for manufacturing. They can experiment with arts and digital design tools. They can experiment. They can learn coding. They can go there to repair things. Brian, I've lost track of how many things we've repaired in our little shed-sized space. on West Bridge Street? How many things have there been?
No idea, because once it disappears out the door, it disappears from my mind, and I drop straight back into that mode of what next.
And on to next.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Cool, yeah, because it's funny because I remember, you know, passing by the, you know, maker, you know, the actual building on West Bridge, you know, for years, and it's like, you know, it's kind of like a time like, what are they building in there?
What are they doing?
What's he building there?
Yeah. It's like, must be cool. It must be good. You know, it's still there.
Not a tire swing for the children.
What's he building in there?
What are we building in there? God. What are we building in a new tech center? Oh, they're interesting. Mm-hmm. One of the things we've been building in this new phase is like the connection with the outside. And that idea that you can't just be doing your own little thing in a bubble. But as we're connected with the outside, it's kind of scary. You have all kinds of strange different personalities with different skill sets in our phase.
And a lot of them are social skill sets, which we're kind of unfamiliar with. But it's good to start getting those skills, because
get those muscles going.
Once we're done with that, we'll put the jet engines off the back burner and on the main burner.
Yes. Yeah. I could see a go-kart going up Main Street at 100 miles an hour.
There's jet engines somewhere.
There are jet engines.
There are jet engines. Yeah, stand and challenge to figure that out. Okay, so I guess we'll get into one last full song before we wrap up. Here is I've been listening to Mike Nelson and Connor. I'm not even going to try and mispronounce his name. Mike did it once at a live show. They did a podcast reviewing, doing a full review / takedown of Ready Player One, the original novel. And here from is a song from a fan parodying. In fact, this will be after a couple months after playing the Avengers parody of We Didn't Start the Fire. Here is the Ready Player One theme parody, 1980s reference.
Search, I never took any shortcuts. Over the past 5 years, I'd worked my way down the entire recommended Gunter reading list. Douglas Adams, Kurt Vonnegut, Neal Stephenson, Richard K. Morgan, Stephen King, Orson Scott Card, Terry Pratchett, Terry Brooks, Bester, Bradbury, Haldeman, Heinlein, Tolkien, Vance, Gibson, Gaiman, Sterling, Moorcock, Scalzi, Solanzi. I read every novel by every single one of Halliday's favorite authors, and I didn't stop there.
Oasis Halliday, big announcement giveaway. Planet Earth is in decay, but no one seems to know. Easter egg, Anorak, classic arcade almanac, hidden gates, hidden keys, Gunter's on the go. Poverty, goods and workers, Mrs. G, living in a lightning rod. By the way, there's no God. Chat room, Cheshire grin, talking about Star Wars again. I rock, smack talk, did these people just applaud?
1980s reference, everyone has viewed it, so I must include it. 1980s reference, it received attention, so it's worth a mention.
Two more floors, D&D, Game of Joust, Copper Key, Artemis is blowing kisses, but she could be Chuck. Middletown, Destination, War Games, movie simulation, fans of mindless recitation, boy, are you in luck. Chat, Blink, Cash, Bribe, IOI, Evil Vibe, Suck, Source, Corporate Phony, Sore, Rental, Ice, Cajonies, Bomb Explodes, Lump in Throat, Unexpected, Tragic Note, Trailers Firing, People Dying, Think of All the House.
1980s reference, simple recognition is my only mission. 1980s reference, if it gets a smirk here, then I've done my work here.
Samurai high five, gotta run to stay alive, cover tracks, get no bio, blow the stacks for Ohio. Great odd birthday bash, groove zone, party crash, broken hearts, mermaid fins, oh yeah, R2-D2 spins. Stink Tower, Uber Betty, Cold Shower, Open News, they use the can, one hell of a rig man. Zork House, Cellar Door, Labyrinth to explore, any tension is destroyed by monsters you can just avoid.
1980s reference, hope you're not begrudging my
mind.
Assassin nudging, 1980s reference. You're no longer grinning, is your patience thinning?
Blade Runner, armed guards, writing action scenes is hard. John Woo, Chow Yun Fat, why not just imagine that? Alex Lifeson, Geddy Lee, Neil Peart, Crystal Key, guitar hidden in the crib. Yes, that's how his name should sound. Drop cops, cyber bums, dude with software in his plums. When this guy wants to log off, he has to turn his head and cough.
1980s reference. So sometimes I pander, do you have to slander? 1980s reference. Come on, don't diminish it until you finish it.
Hard time, wage slave, prison break, close shave. Sweet freedom, fresh air, almost spent a week in there. Rent a half the grip till dawn, just don't turn a black light on. Auckland, Morrow, Rivendell, H's come out of her shell. Big battle, final test, laser shooting, metal breast. Johnny Fives, robo knives, cataclysm, extra lives. Wade wins, he's the king, money will fix everything. First kiss, fade to black, can I get my pages back?
1980s reference. Look, this isn't Shakespeare, so just pump your brakes here. 1980s reference. It's just a paperback, so could you cut some slack, some slack, some slack, some slack, some slack, some slack. 1980s reference. It was hire an editor or pay my creditors. 1980s reference. You should have read the versions with the ALF discursions. 1980s reference. Didn't make you buy it. I don't want a riot. 1980s reference. There's no need for violence. Could we have some silence? 1980s reference. Want some merch, perhaps? I have these baseball caps. 1980s reference. Take a shirt or 20. Spielberg gave me plenty.
Okay, so hopefully nobody felt insulted by that. Trust me, you love Ready Player One, more power to you. That was Taylor Connor's 1980s reference song, Aspire, by, well, all the references in it. Yeah, like I said, that podcast, by the way, is 372 pages. We'll never get back. The first season they reviewed Ready Player One. I'm almost done with their review of Ernest Cline's follow-up novel Armada, which, from what I understand, even hardcore fans of Ready Player One didn't like. So before we wrap up, we'll go with some final comments from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, Brian, Cody, and Jill. Yeah. So while we were just talking about, like, some, you know, possible film, you know, making opportunities. And
yeah, or you, our friend Frank, who is a film producer from back in the day.
Mm-hmm,
he should be on the show, too, talking about movies.
Yeah,
what's the movies he made?
Spookies and Street Tracks.
Exactly. And Igor and the Lunatics.
And Igor and the Lunatics, yeah, which is actually the first thing we saw from him when we were teenagers.
Yeah.
We were just discussing Jill encouraging him to make a good short here, because we have all the equipment for it. Let's just do it, Frank.
Yeah, man.
Frank, are you listening?
I got two people with who YouTube channels they never use, me and Jill. So yeah. I think I put up like a Doctor Who Rickroll, and that was it.
Totally. And, you know, are we ready to, like, have people contact the makers, at least on the Facebook page? Because I know that going up to the door doesn't work all the time.
They have been contacting us.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Like,
they have been contacting us. I've been replying.
Contact info, I guess, you know, what contact info we can share since kind of in the middle of some domain issues. Or domain name issues, I guess you could say.
Well, if not, that's okay.
Yeah, if not, it's okay. Basically, it's like I said, you know, the actual physical location is West Bridge Street, although, you know, in Catskill.
Yeah, and if people want to contact, collaborate, or have any input or whatever on our various projects, or have something to bring to us, contact us through the Facebook page or email at info@skillsyndicate.org.
Okay, that's info@skillsyndicate.org.
Or just through the Facebook page, like 99% of the people do anyways.
And the Facebook page is Catskill Maker Syndicate.
Because you're all in the pen.
What is it? The cyber what?
The cyber ghetto.
Yes, Facebook.
So we'll have things for non-social media people too soon.
Yeah, it's a work in progress, as you can tell. Yeah.
No, it works. It just happens to be on a domain with a curse word on it, and we can't say it right now.
Why?
Because sometimes you don't think ahead, you know.
It's our test server, and that's we remember it.
I'm saying that as someone who does, you know, who's used emails after obscure anime characters. I have to spell everybody. Okay, Ryoko. I'm not gonna give out my email over to thing, but it's like, yeah, he was a character of Tenchi, and I have to tell everybody how to spell it and like why it's a female name instead of, you know, Corey. So I did that. They did curse words. But, you know, being a little more professional. So.
That'd be a fun
while still not
tech
being
soon,
too,
so.
You know,
we'll have a back channel.
Blue collar. Or, I mean, you know, white collar. I mean, no offense to blue collars.
So in the spirit of Bill Nye, the Science Guy, Meekman and Jax, 3-2-1 contact.
Yes. His double thumbs up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
All right. Well, once again, thank you, Brian, Cody, and all the Catskill makers
and
Jill. A little bit of a rock and roll Martian reunion, too, here a little bit. So thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. And I'll be going out today with Cold Cut Timber. Have a good day.
Yes.